Welcome
to Therapy Thursday with Ty Gregg and Pastor Paul Watson. Get ready to be therapized on 92.3 The Moose.
All right, it's that time where we pause and take a little moment for a little therapy. We actually had a little therapy amongst
we
the three
did.
Of us.
Yeah. We did.
We're going to have a group hug before it's all over.
I thought I was going to cry, but then I thought, I'd never live that down.
And we're not making fun of it, actually. Just kind of you get together and you start talking about topics. It all started because we were talking about today's topic, which is the damage that criticism can do inside of relationships.
Yeah, you know, I think it's such a interesting conversation, you know, the damaging effects of criticism in a relationship, that there's this thing that happens that people that are critical, they don't really actually know. They think they're just sharing their opinions. They think they're just right. They think they're just, they know how it should be done and others don't know how it should be done. And they just keep going and going and going and going. And I'm always amazed at how damaging that is. Like criticism is the one thing in a relationship you can't see it, but it just chips away, and when it's done, there's three things. I came across this article here lately, and that is like, that's exactly right. It chips away at a partner's self-esteem. They don't think they can do anything right, and so when somebody comes in and they're always critical. Why'd you do that? Why are you doing that? Why are you wearing that? How come you said that? And so they eventually don't think that they can do anything right, so they don't make any decisions. They stop making decisions. It erodes trust. Criticism always erodes trust. It's like, dude, I've lost all my respect for you. And so criticism always erodes trust. And then you have it destroys intimacy. And so that people don't know why their relationships have gone south, and they have not even picked up on the fact that it's because they're so critical of the other person. That the other person just doesn't want to be around them. And I think criticism is probably one of the most toxic killers in a relationship. And because the person who's critical, who's the one who's criticizing, eventually they think they're right, and pretty soon they end up in a relationship where the person doesn't like them. They just don't like the relationship anymore. And then the person that's being criticized, they lose their self-esteem. They lose trust. They lose any joy for the relationship. And so I think that's one of the things that if you're in a relationship and you're either the criticizer or the one who's being criticized, I think the very best thing you can do is have a conversation. You got to have a conversation about how this is affecting the relationship.
Yeah.
And everybody knows it's affecting the relationship, but nobody knows how to talk about it. And so there has to be a point in time where you go, we got to talk this through.
Yeah. Unfortunately, sometimes you bring it up to the criticizer, and the criticizer says, well, you didn't do it that right.
Yeah, it's your fault. Yeah, it's really, hard.
It sounds flippant when I say it, but it's...
No, you're exactly right. Is the critical person, and here's the deal with the critical person. The person that's critical, it's usually because they're insecure. So, right, other people can't do things right because they're so insecure that they can't do things right. So they're actually really, really hard on themselves too.
Yeah. And so if you're in a relationship like this and it needs a deeper dive, people can always get in touch with you, right?
Yep, they can call. We can set up some times to have some conversations. It's really good to have somebody sitting there who's not in that relationship. And we have all kinds of great pastors on our staff.
I was going to say, even if it's not you, you've got a great team of people that can help.
We have a really, really good, solid team. All of our pastors are really... really, really strong in communication.
You can probably find them on Facebook in two locations.
That's true.
You can totally find me on Facebook in two locations. Yeah.
All right.
What's happening downtown?
Things are good. We started this new series called Google or God, and it's been a fascinating series. And so we're doing that, and we're launching classes next week, next Tuesday. We have marriage classes. We have Financial Peace University classes. If you struggle with money, we have a program called Alpha. If you have spiritual questions, we have one for kids and one for adults. We have all kinds of things going on. We have a thing called The Switch, which is for fifth graders, third, fourth, and fifth graders. Like, all kinds of things going on. Anybody can come to them. They're Tuesday nights. They start at 6:30. We have dinner for most of them. And, lots of stuff going downtown. If you're looking for us, we're at 402 Grand Avenue. You can call us at 242-0813. Or you can get on our Facebook page, downtownvineyardchurch.org, and you can reach us at dtvchurch.org. There's so many ways anymore.
Yeah, so many ways.
So many ways.
Always a pleasure having you.
Always fun to be here.